Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Let's go to Luke chapter 10, verse 18. And he, Jesus, said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 14, we find the reason why. Satan is telling the Lord, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. The tendency to exalt ourselves and demand our rights, to pamper our ego, subvert truth, and resist authority is inerrant in everyone. That struggle continues even after we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives. This, I believe, is a crux of the cross we are to bear and the area in which the crucifixion of our flesh is essential for godly living. We see this Luciferian-type spirit manifested in our thoughts, attitudes, and what comes out of our mouths. We find it difficult to submit to authority, and when our opinions or ways of doing things are questioned, our back gets up and we rebel. The more we bow down and worship this prideful tendency, the greater the stronghold we build in our lives for Satan. A stronghold is a protection that we build for satanic influences. Pride is the mother and queen of all sins. God hates no sin more than pride. In Proverbs 8:13 says, God hates pride. In Proverbs 16:5 says, God detests pride. In Amos 6:8 says, God abhors pride. God will not tolerate pride and those who are walking in pride. He will humble, he will cut down, he will bring low, he will cast down and crush. In order to avoid pride, we must first search our hearts and find ways to recognize pride in our lives. Number one, a non-existent or a spotty prayer life. Prayer acts as a barrier to pride, and most Christians aren't praying. If we walk in pride, we won't actively engage and acknowledge our need for God. Number two, weariness. Oh, I'm so tired. I'm so this, I'm so that. Weariness is often enough the result of doing more than God intends. Are we allowing God to order our day? Number three, anger. If you're an angry person, you cannot control yourself. Anger means that we are trying to take control of our lives and not allowing God to control them. Number four, critical spirit. This is the sorry act of bringing others down in order to lift ourselves up. Number five, defensive reaction to criticism. Someone once said, in every criticism there is a seed of truth. Criticism can be right or wrong, but how do we react to it? Number six, despondency after failure, or the inability to laugh at ourselves or our mistakes. Am I taking myself too seriously, or perhaps too highly? Number seven, taking responsibility for my success, accomplishments, or financial prosperity. Taking credit and saying, look what I did. Have we lost sight of God's grace in there somewhere, perhaps? Number eight, impatience. Impatience about having to listen, having to wait, having to serve, to be anonymous, or to be led by someone else. When we dwell on our past hurts, continue in sin, or agree with evil, we rebel against the saving power, grace, and mercy of the blood of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 12, verses 43 through 45, it states, when the unclean spirit is gone out of man, he walks through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. The enemy will find rest in our thoughts, attitude, and what comes out of our mouths. We are to cast down every imagination and take every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Life as we perceive it is based on a whole network of thoughts grounded in unbelief, fear, anger, rejection, bitterness, and past experiences. We deny truth and the reality of God, which is the true reality for our lives. In Romans 12:2 it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I encourage you to renounce this Luciferian spirit of pride in your life and renew your mind in the Word of God. Memorize it, dwell on it, declare it, and take every thought captive. Only through the truth can you be set free. Who is ruling your life, God or your human experiences? Let's not forget what God wants to do in our lives when he says to be like Jesus, gentle and humble in heart. The Bible says that God is transforming us to the very likeness of his Son. We're being changed from glory to glory, and God is doing a great work in us. But at the same time, we all have our part to play, and I certainly have my work cut out for me. How about you? Let's pray. Father God, I give you my pride. I ask that you lead me and guide me through your word. Humble me to accept your correction and discipline. I want to be free of my past, my critical spirit, impatience, anger, defensiveness, to accept and embrace all that you have for me. I know that your will for my life is greater than I could ever want for myself. I thank you for your love and kindness toward me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.